Today, are lower rates easing financial pressures? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, what's my latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The official story is that lower interest rates are translating to reduced financial stress in the community. The true story, as revealed in our latest edition of our mortgage stress analysis, is that more households are up against it, with a record 32.9% of mortgage holders wrestling with cash flow issues. This translates to 1.08 million households in stress and more than 82,000 risking default in the months ahead. Many households are chasing their tails in that while mortgage repayments are dropping for some, rising living costs and flat real incomes are compounding their financial pressures. There was a sharp downturn in take-home pay thanks to bushfires, and the virus is beginning to hit businesses who in turn are less able to pay and retain staff, especially those on flexible contracts. We analyse mortgage stress in cash flow terms. If a household is paying out more each month, including mortgage repayments, compared with income received, they are in stress. This is not defined as a set proportion of income going on the mortgage. They may have assets they could sell, but nevertheless, in cash flow terms, they are underwater. Across our master household segments, the highest proportion of households under pressure are young, growing families, which include many recent first-time buyers. Battling urban households, those older households living in the main urban corridors, and disadvantaged fringe households, those living in the often new fringe developments, are also at the top end of the list. That said, stress takes no prisoners, in that even some wealthy households and more mature families are also under pressure. Across the states, the highest proportion of households are in Tasmania, where the recent run-up in prices against high costs and low wages is a nasty cocktail. As yet, though, defaults remain low there. In Western Australia, however, there is a significantly high level of defaults because the financial pressures have been running for years. The largest counts of stressed households are located in Victoria, New South Wales, with Queensland also seeing a further rise. And defaults are expected to rise again ahead. Across the regions, there are considerable variations, with a significant spike in some areas following the recent bushfires. The top 20 postcodes reveal that Western Australian postcode 6065, which includes Tapping and Hocking, tops the list this month, with more than 7,000 households impacted. Liverpool 2170 in New South Wales, Narrewarren 3805 in Victoria, and Toowoomba 4350 in Queensland are also at the top of the list. The common theme here is significant and recent higher density development, large mortgages, and overpriced real estate, and supported by insufficient infrastructure. As always, we remind households that maintaining a cash flow record is an essential tool to managing a household budget. There are some good tools available, for example, on ASIC's MoneySmart website. Less than half of households surveyed know their financial status. Careful prioritisation and repaying higher interest rate debts first often makes the most sense, especially when wages growth will remain sluggish and, of course, before the economic impact of the virus really hits. Finally, refinancing may provide short-term relief, but without a change in behaviour, this will not be long-lasting. And we're going to update our models again next month. But meantime, the truth is that many households are doing it tough. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.